The National Museum of African American History and Culture is one of the hottest tickets in Washington, D.C. Hundreds of thousands have visited since its September opening. Demand for advance passes has at times overwhelmed the online ticketing system. And while most museums tend to have a linger time of about 2 hours, people linger in the African American Museum for up to six. Because it's fun, there's the impact of African Americans on popular culture, but also because it's devastating. Exhibits on slave ships and lynching shake people to their core.
And that's why at Sweet Home Cafe, you know, you always find that refuge going home and getting the comforting things, you know, whether it's going home to see your mother and you're comforted by her. You know, here we've made this a home for everybody to come in. You know, that you see some things that are shaking you up, and we want to comfort you through our stories, through our food, and we want you to come to our dinner tables and sit just like you're at home seeking that refuge.
That's Jerome Grant, executive chef of the museum's restaurant, the Sweet Home Cafe.
I mean, you know, for us, we look at our cafe as an edible exhibit. It's very important with all the greatness that we have in the building. You know, it makes us step our game up 20 times higher because we need to be just as notable as, you know, our sports end that we have upstairs, as well as, you know, our Emmett Till exhibit and things like that, our Foodways exhibit. You know, we have to coincide with that and put forth just as much awesomeness that they all have.
The cafe is owned and operated by Restaurant Associates, along with Thompson Hospitality, the largest black-owned food service company in America. We met up with Chef Grant in the large kitchen next to trays of sweet potatoes and pecan pie and talked about the scholars involved in making this all happen. So, lots of history and the eyes of just about all of Black America on you. No pressure.
Oh, yeah. No pressure at all, right? You know, for me, this has been a goal of mine for the past couple of years. I was at the American Indian Museum prior to. I came on as a sous chef, and when I found out that we would be bidding on this contract, I set it as my goal. To be the chef here at the African American Museum as my goal. And, you know, I really stuck to it. Refined my skills as far as serving cultural centers and doing right by the culture themselves. We've researched and done a ton of research. You know, we've had a really awesome team, Dr. Jessica Harris, who helped us with the opening, as well as our supervising chef, Albert Lucas, that really helped devise the game plan for us here at Sweet Home Cafe. And we've identified these stories within these regions and put great food behind them.
It has to be right. It has to be authentic.
Oh, yes, it has to be authentic, but it has to be done with love and soul. You know, we all have to believe what's going on, and we all have to have that buy-in. And the great thing about our people here is that we all understand how big of a deal this place is and how we really honor it, you know.
Let's go into the dining area. We make our way past sous chefs and a kitchen apprentice and, oh my gosh, we're walking by some beautiful pies. What are we seeing here in the kitchen?
Well, over here we're working on a production for tomorrow. We get a lot of kids that come in, so we're actually working on fried macaroni and cheese balls for the kids. Again, taking something comforting that kids could identify with, somewhat modernizing it and giving them, you know, a new modern day play on it. You know, we have our greens, which here, you know, we really take the time to bring in whole leaves. We butcher them ourselves. We cut them down. We braise them for 2 hours. You know, everything here is done just like you do it at home.
What's the fish in front of us?
The fish that we have in front of us is our cornbread and mustard green stuffed trout that we feature on the Western Range, which the Western Range is a region that we've identified that a lot of people don't identify with African-American migration.
In the vast cafeteria-style dining area, Chef Grant answers questions from a mother and child from Texas who really want that stuffed trout.
Yes, yes, yes. So over here you can do the pulled pork over here without the bread, as well as we have various sides like collard greens. We have various salads. We have a benne seed and arugula salad. We have potato salad, coleslaw.
That looks appetizing.
Yeah. Actually, get with one of the servers, and then they might be able to cook you one in the back.
He's a chef.
Yeah.
Then Chef Grant gives us a primer on the serving stations.
Yes. So what we have, we've identified four regions of the migration of African Americans throughout the United States. You know, pre-slavery and post-slavery. We have the Creole Coast, which kind of view as an entry point.
Creole Coast.
Yes. So you'll see a lot of French Creole-style food, you know, shrimp and grits. We do our catfish po' boy. We do our andouille and crawfish gumbo, as well as with the little duck in there. You know, it tells these cool stories. Then we have our northern states where, you know, a lot of African Americans migrated to the north for freedom via the Underground Railroad. Over there, you'll find our oyster pan roast, which is inspired by Thomas Downing, which is a great story in itself because Thomas Downing was a son of freed slaves from Virginia who went up to New York City. And what he ended up doing was he was a oyster harvester at first, and he would sell oysters to taverns. Then he went ahead and said, you know what, I might as well open up my own tavern. Opened up his tavern, and, you know, before the Grand Central Station days, literally people would line up around the blocks for his oysters. But at the same time, his oyster tavern doubled as a stop on the Underground Railroad. So it goes to show you something as simple as, you know, a meal really ties into a lot, you know.
How do you do the oysters?
So it's a quick saute with butter. We add a little bit of chili sauce, heavy cream, white wine, Worcester sauce, and reduce it down to almost like a creamy consistency, and then serve it with a toast.
So that's the North.
Yep. And then we have our agricultural South, which is, you know, Southern comfort food. You get our three-day buttermilk brine chicken. You know, you get Brunswick stew from the Carolinas. You get a really nice Lexington-style barbecue pork sandwich. And as well as we feature our Gullah-style Hoppin' John from, Charleston, where we're actually able to get Red Island sea peas and actually do it the traditional way.
You said a couple things. So Hoppin' John, yes. That is?
Hoppin' John is rice and peas.
Po'boy?
Po'boy is actually a fried fish sandwich that comes with remoulade sauce, lettuce, tomato, and pickle, where we actually do a green bean pickle here.
So what happens, Chef? Do you have people who come in, and I'm sure you're out on the floor a lot. Do you have people who you see going, oh, this is home? Or do you have people saying, as you just said, my grandmother just did not do it this way?
We get everything. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, we want people to feel like this is home. A lot of people come in here and feel like this is home and appreciate what we're doing. But at the same time, there's always, well, you know, my grandmother did it this way. And, you know, that's what's to be expected. That's a part of our industry, and that's a part of what we've created here. You know, again, we've created those conversations. We've engaged in those conversations. And for us, you know, it's great because, A, we know how we're doing, and, B, we could always fix things and figure that out to where, you know, all our guests will enjoy. And the feedback's much needed, whether positive or negative. You know, that's the only way that our business will grow and our meals will grow and we can continue to grow these stories.
So I'm counting. We had the coast, the north, the south.
And then we have the Western Range, which is actually my favorite station.
Yeah.
So the Western Range, we feature Son of Gun Stew, which is another awesome story in itself. You know, after slavery, African Americans migrated to the West for new beginnings. A lot of the jobs out there were actually, you know, chuck wagon cooks. So a lot of blacks became chuck wagon cooks and would cook for the railroad workers, cowboys, and it was just, you know, a cultural mixing pot of people out west. So over here, you'll see good hints of, you know, Native American cuisine, Latin cuisine, as well as even Asian cuisine, because, you know, as immigrants came over, they helped build the railroads. They migrated more towards the west.
Well, so you pick up out when you do the Western Range section, you've got the influence of across the border, Mexico, and yes, that kind of cooking. But overall, as I look up here, it says marriage of traditional African-American cooking techniques with flavors and ingredients of the West. What would you say that, what's an African-American cooking technique?
African-American cooking techniques, to me, are American cooking techniques. Whether we were slaves or indentured servants, a lot of the meals were done by African-Americans throughout the United States. A lot of these African-American cooks and chefs were all classically French-trained. We've taken those traditions, came to the States, and made them our own by whether it was, you know, cast iron cooking, you know, slow and low cooking. You know, we've been able to do that and adapt to the areas that we're in to bring these dishes out.
You say something, it's such a reminder. Africans and then African-Americans, we're the country's cooks.
Yes, I truly believe that. I mean, you know, there's been research done to where, you know, during the slave trade, there were different classifications of slaves. In the cooking field, there was a pastry cook. There was, you know, just an honest, straightforward cook. And then as well as there was more of like a modern-day early cook, you know, a young cook. And they were all sold at different prices. And it goes to show you that, you know, the skilled hands did get a better price and also were the ones that did all this cooking. You know, they viewed African-Americans as, you know, tremendous cooks, great cooks.
Chef, I couldn't help but just notice something. When you came to the sentence, they were sold at separate prices, you almost flinched a little.
It's, for me, it's difficult to tell stories like that. But the great thing is, you know, I have food to show our resilience and to show where we come from.
Well, when you say it's difficult to hear that, you're in this building where that's what this building houses. Does it ever get painful, you know, to...
For me, I haven't taken the time to go through the building fully.
Really?
It's difficult for me. I grew up in a very awesome household, you know, of mixed races. You know, I've always found it hard to really stomach those types of things. And for me, you know, I take it time by time. You know, the first time that I really went through the history gallery downstairs was actually 3 weeks ago, where I've fully seen a lot of stuff that's really heartbreaking and very difficult to digest.
Like if you don't mind, like what?
I've seen some of the slave ship pictures, the railroads. I mean, everything from shackles, the whole nine. Like, it's difficult, you know. It's difficult to know that we live in a world where, you know, we're deemed to be free Americans, and then to see that it was, you know, very troubling for a lot of us to
how recently?
Oh yeah. So it's very difficult. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you know, you can't understand your future unless you understand your past. And I'm working on it.
Our visit with Jerome Grant, executive chef of the Sweet Home Cafe inside the National African American Museum of History and Culture in Washington, D.C. You can find a link to some of the dishes we talked about and some pictures, and you can share some of your favorite traditional African American meals at hereandnow.org.